Live from the HananiaAutos.com studio, this is Jaguars Thursday, presented by Kangaroo Express. Jaguars Thursday. We're looking ahead to the next Jaguars game with Brian Sexton and former Jaguars Tony Baselli and Jeff Loggeman. Sponsored by Everbank. Jaguars Thursday begins right now.
All right, good evening and welcome into Jaguars Thursday. First one-hour show of the offseason. Brian Sexton, Jeff Loggeman, Tony Baselli with you from the HananiaAutos.com studio inside Everbank Field. 1 hour to talk about the Super Bowl. So here's the top three things we're talking about that you need to know. The Super Bowl is Sunday, and obviously Jeff and Tony have very distinct opinions on that. Contrasted quarterbacks with Peyton Manning against Russell Wilson. Old versus new school, if you will. And finally, the Jaguars after this week now. I mean, the attention is square on the draft. Free agency mixed in. The Jaguars have been having fan forums with some season ticket holders. It's been interesting to listen to Gus Bradley and Dave Caldwell talk about where they are and where they're headed. So we'll visit with you on all of those topics. And, of course, feel free to jump in as well, 355-NFL1. How are you guys? You warm enough?
I'm good.
Nice. It's kind of nice. Yesterday, I mean, when that rain started a little bit last night and then this morning, chilly. I mean, and I kind of like the cold, but this is beyond cold.
Are you going to be in town this weekend? I think it's going to be 73, 74 degrees. So
yeah, I'm going to work on my tan a little bit.
That might be a slight exaggeration, but it's going to be nice. Neither one of you guys going to New York?
I'm going to New York tomorrow.
Are you?
Yep.
You going to stay for the game, or are you just going up for a couple of days?
Just coming back. I'll be back for the game.
Just getting into the circus.
And see, to me, the greatest seat in the house is wherever a TV is at.
They're saying that in New York, by the way. You see the number of tickets that are available for that game still?
I bet.
18,000.
Really?
As reported by the CBS affiliate in New York City.
For anybody to buy.
Like 18,000 tickets were still unsold for the game.
Well, I mean, it's a small price to pay to get so many millions of dollars in dollars to build a stadium. I mean, it's what it's all about. Yeah. I mean, I get it. That's why the Super Bowl is in New York. Is it the perfect set of circumstances for the greatest game that there is, in my opinion? No. But it got a stadium in New York for two football teams. And it was, over $1 billion?
Almost $2 billion.
Wow.
That's bad, though. That'll look bad if there's 18,000 empty seats in the stadium, which I don't think there'll be that many. And I got to believe there's a plan. The NFL just start ushering people in, just come sit down, enjoy yourself.
Well, and you can figure why. I mean, you don't have a New York team. You don't even have a team that New York loves to hate in there. And you've got
it's cold.
You've got the weather conditions. I'm looking it up right now for Sunday from the NOAA site. But I've seen anywhere from 26 to 35, slight chance of precipitation, but just primarily cold.
The Super Bowl should be played every year on some type of rotational basis. Dallas, Miami,
New Orleans every year.
New Orleans, Houston. Is a good place. I mean, it should be in a climate that's fairly warm. It doesn't have to be balmy like South Florida.
Should be in New Orleans every year.
But it should be somewhere where it's fairly warm. And the one, just, I think, drawback of having the game in New Jersey, because that's where it is. I mean, that's not an easy drive to hotels and everything else. I mean, I know when they had the Super Bowl in Houston, there were some complaints, and I know they had the same complaints about Jacksonville. Was the amount of distance that it took to get from one place to another.
Houston's awful, though.
New York's no different, though.
I know, but Houston has the worst traffic in America. Houston, L.A., I mean, I've lived there. It is awful.
New York?
And New York's bad. Oh. I mean, it's awful. That's why I say New Orleans is the best NFL Super Bowl site.
Everything's right there. Indianapolis is a great place.
And they're back in the rotation.
They should be.
Yeah, they did a tremendous job with it a couple years ago.
They got a great setup in downtown Indianapolis. They've got all the stuff there for the convention. The stadium is great. I mean, that's a great place. I mean, if I was going to pick one cold weather city, that would be it. No other. I mean, Minneapolis, and they're not going to have a dome, right? I mean, they're going to be an open-air stadium once they get the new ones completed. I mean, so that throws them out. They're not going to have a chance.
No,
Minneapolis?
No, I think the new one's going to be closed.
Yeah, well, it's good. I thought they had a retractable roof.
The one they're playing in the meantime,
is going to be open the next couple
of
years.
I know there was a little bit of a debate about, do they spend the extra money to have a roof or not?
Well, they're spending $987 million, so.
Yeah, there's your roof on that one. By the way, it looks like whatever the front is that's going through New Jersey is not going to be a problem on Sunday. They're talking about a high of 48.
and a few showers possible, low 26. Monday is the day that it goes to 35. So,
can you imagine, though, the traffic? Because I don't believe that the Meadowlands has any kind of public transportation from the city out there to the Meadowlands. I'm almost positive
really?
Of that. Yeah.
No train that comes anywhere out that?
No. I mean, they've got, you know, trains obviously that come in from Long Island, the Long Island Railroad, and then I think they have one that comes in from New Jersey, but I mean, they don't have anything that goes out to the Meadowlands. I mean, can you imagine the traffic? I mean, the traffic for the Jets and the Giants game are bad enough, but I mean, and all those people know the way to go. I mean, for 80-something thousand people or whatever it's going to be that don't know all the shortcuts, the back roads, stay away from that area.
Well, you're probably getting a lot of that.
It'll be looking like Atlanta.
That's why you've got 18,000 seats. And again, they'll probably get those full, but you know the market price, I think on Monday I saw that they were talking, it started at about $3,000 for these tickets, and now you were able to get them for less than $1,000.
Wow.
And that, you don't see that in the Super Bowl. It's generally the reverse.
18,000?
18,000.
That seems awful high, but I mean, that's what they're reporting.
That's what CBS2 in New York said.
I just remember when the Super Bowl ticket, you know, this was before Mike Tice got busted for selling his tickets. I mean, it was not uncommon for the players to have some guy that would walk in the parking lot or wherever the facility was and have a briefcase full of cash, and you could count on it every year. You would get double face value for cash for your Super Bowl tickets. And then they were taking those tickets and they were making money on it. You know, so now you're saying that they've got 18,000 available and they can't even get rid of them at face value?
No.
But there's one thing that will be for certain. It will be an unbelievably high-rated game on television. But people just don't want to go to New York.
No. And they don't want to sit in the cold.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, if my team was in it, you sit in the cold. If it's your team, it doesn't matter what the weather is.
Yeah, but that's not
but if it's someone else's team, someone else's team, I'll stay home.
That's the thing. I mean, the Super Bowl is not about going to see your team play. I mean, very few people do. I mean, that's a huge expense on top of whatever, you know, whatever you're doing normally.
Well, the one thing they're starting to see now is that you've got Seahawks fans who are making the trip because they're not going to pay full boat for the ticket price. Same thing for Denver. You've got fans
people.
Of those teams that are migrating that way now because it seems more affordable for them.
Like my little brother went and his friends.
To which one?
This one.
This one.
The Bronco fans. And he didn't have tickets. He asked me, do you have tickets? I said, I don't have any tickets. So he'll figure it out when he gets there. He's pretty resourceful. So he's probably happy that there's 18,000 tickets available.
You know, from the media coverage this week, it looks like everything's gone fairly smooth. I mean, that's the league's backyard. So they've got all the shuttles to all the practice facilities and all the media set up. And Media Day was at the Prudential Center. And I mean, they've made it seamless. And I'm sure now the vast majority of people are coming in, what, tonight, tomorrow? From
as
a spectator
fans,
standpoint,
tonight.
Yeah, they're coming
Thursday.
Tonight. So it'll be interesting to see the next day or two what New York looks like in terms of the Super Bowl.
It'll change a little bit. I don't know how many interviews I did this week. I mean, Pete Carroll coached in New York for one season with the Jets, was there as a defensive coordinator. Now all of a sudden everybody wants to write an article about how the Jets screwed up by letting Pete Carroll go 20-something years ago. You really want to talk to me about Pete and how come the Jets screwed up? I was like, hey, you got to be kidding me.
Did you see the reverse of that?
Did you say you don't even remember?
No, I remembered. I mean, Pete was one of my favorite coaches. I mean, that's why I'm rooting for Seattle. But, I mean, you know, the New York writers kind of wanted to spin that. I'm just like, come on, guys. You know, I mean, he's grown as a coach. He's got a lot of good players now. I mean, get past, you know, I think it was 1994 was the year that he was the coach of the New York Jets. And then prior to that, 4 years, he was the defensive coordinator. Yeah, but they still want to write about it. You know, that's the link, I guess, to the Super Bowls. Pete was the head coach in New York for 1 year. Unbelievable.
All right, folks, we've got a lot to talk about with the Super Bowl. When we come back, we'll talk about Peyton Manning and Russell Wilson. Also, we'll turn our attention to the draft. Anything on your mind with respect to the Jaguars and the NFL? Fair game here from the HenneneyAutos.com studio at Everbank Field. This is Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HenneneyAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday, presented by Kangaroo Express, continues right now.
All right, Jaguars Thursday brought to you by Crown Royal Maple. Whiskey started, maple finished. So here's the story. The headline on CBS2, which is New York. CBSLocal.com. It says, big game may not be such a hot ticket. 18,000 Super Bowl seats still available.
Ooh.
And you said it. You know, it's funny. The last couple of nights, the Jaguars have been working with their fans on a fan forum. And Chad Johnson's come up and given an update on the construction project here at the stadium. And the big board, he showed a picture of it last night, and it was just, wow. I mean, I can't wait to see this thing. And his point was, we have to give people that reason to come and sit in the stadium. You won't want to miss what we're going to do with these boards, because your comment was so true. Well, the best place to watch the game is in my living room.
It is.
And that's what's become of this league.
If you could pick a number on the perfect size stadium, I mean, I'm talking generalities. I mean, obviously, every market is different. How many seats would it have?
In Jacksonville, it would be 50,000.
No, but I mean,
I'd say 55.
League-wide. 60. League-wide.
65.
That's what
max.
I mean, 60, 65, somewhere. How many is Chicago hold?
63.
Yeah. I think it's less than that. I think it's more like 61.
I mean, to me, that'd be a great number.
Yeah, I would have about 55 here, 55 to 60.
See, I'd do 50. I'd rather have some demand.
Yeah, but eventually you're going to have that demand. I mean, and the team's playing well. I mean, demand is there. I mean,
yeah, I'd go 60.
All right, okay, 60. Fine, 60 then. Remember when Indianapolis, Peyton Manning was winning in Indianapolis, what did they seat, 56, 57? And week in and week out, they were struggling to fill it. Now that Peyton Manning, you know, won the Super Bowl and they've had a great run of success, but you know how this one goes. I mean, there's empty seats all over the league.
To me, the day and age of having the 80,000 seat stadium, I mean, that's gone.
Unless you're Denver.
It's gone. What do they see?
77.
77.
And it's full every week.
But how many teams
they
are like that?
They boo when they don't show up.
But how many cities are like
you,
that?
I don't know of another
win
one.
Or lose.
Green Bay.
How many fill them up?
Green Bay.
No, because back when Green Bay had Forrest Gregg or whenever it was.
Well, I'm
back
saying as of late.
Late 80s,
last,
90s.
Last 25
before Mike
years.
Holmgren and Brett Favre.
Well,
they weren't
truthfully
packed.
There were empty seats all over the league this year. There were empty seats in Pittsburgh for games. I mean, did we ever think we'd see that?
There was no empty. How's Denver do it then? Why is Denver like that? I mean, they go nonstop.
Seattle
was like
that. What's interesting
to know about Denver? I mean, what's the closest NFL team to Denver?
Kansas City's 11 hours to the east.
Yeah, that's the closest.
And I think that's part of it. Because I remember when I used to make trips down into Arizona, New Mexico.
Well, Denver, I mean, draws from Wyoming.
They draw all the way down to Texas, right?
No, those are mostly, I mean, maybe West Texas a little bit.
And the panhandle of Oklahoma and Western Kansas is not Kansas City territory. That's Broncos territory.
Bronco territory, yeah.
Western Nebraska, where you turkey hunt.
But fair enough. It's not like there's a lot. That's not
not a lot of people in those areas.
A
large
population.
No.
It's not like we're. I mean, the majority of their people are coming from the Denver metro area.
But how many big cities you got in Colorado? You got Denver. You got Boulder.
Boulder's not a big city.
No, Fort Collins is not a big city. Colorado Springs.
Boulder, when I was growing up there, is $80,000 with the students there.
Okay.
I mean, you got.
Let's say it's $100,000 with students there.
Okay.
You got Grand Junction out west and
that's
Colorado Springs
big.
Down south.
Colorado Springs and Denver are your two biggest cities.
And they're within about 90
hours
of each other, yeah.
Hour and 45 minutes. I mean, so it's not a super populous state outside of Denver. Fort Collins is a decent size. That's an hour away from Denver. It's amazing, but Bronco fans, out of all the NFL cities, and I think Green Bay is like this now, and there's certain – Bronco fan is like a college fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah,
now,
okay.
And part of it is, though, you think about it, because I grew up there, CU, which is the major university, it's a tiny stadium. The Broncos are way bigger than CU and always have been. So, like, growing up, I grew up in Boulder. The Buffaloes were, like, an afterthought. Like, I can't even remember barely, you know, I went to some games, but I can't remember those games until they got good with Bill McCartney when they went when I was in high school. But the Broncos, from the time I was 5 years old, I can remember watching the 77 Super Bowl of them against the Cowboys. I mean, the Broncos were it.
And the Redskins were like that.
Redskins, yeah.
I mean, prior to the expansion.
Now it's just too big. It's like 95,000.
Well, it's in Maryland now, too, and it's not as easy to get to like it used to be.
But on a bad game, I mean, they still have 80 there.
But the Redskins were very similar to Denver in that they drew, because Baltimore was there for a while, and then they left. So you drew from, you know, the Delaware, Maryland, North Carolina's. You know, you had all of the Carolinas. I mean, North and South Carolina were Washington Redskins fans.
Right.
That's what they showed on television.
Well, that was what they showed on TV down here back in the day.
But, you know, Jeff, you said
it was the old DuPont network.
You'd rather go to the – you'd rather watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the Super Bowl, I'm with you because it's too crazy. But I'll say this. I love going to games.
I still like going to games because network television to me is, I mean, they're trying to squeeze every second.
Yeah, I love
of revenue out of it, and so you don't get what you used to get, the replays and everything.
When I was first moving back here, and I was only doing like a handful of Fox games a year, and so I'd be home, you know, half the game year. I went to every Jag game. I mean, I loved it. And was it working? I mean, I loved going to games. I mean, I enjoy it. My kids love it. I mean, they beg. They can't wait to go. I enjoy going to college games. Like, I went to a SC game. I went to the South Carolina. I drove up to Georgia, South Carolina. I sat in the upper level with everybody else and loved it. I mean, I love going. Trust me, sitting on your couch, enjoying it on the HD, it's a great experience. But to me, there's nothing like being there. And – you know, obviously that's changing.
Well, but that's what.
But I think the bigger thing that has changed over the years, while you're seeing more and more open seats, it's got expensive. I mean, for me to take my family to a football game is expensive.
Seven
now,
people.
I'm thankful we can afford it. We're blessed enough to.
You got a large family.
No, but even if I just said take me and my two boys, if I wanted to go to me and my two boys, and I wanted to sit in the club seats, let's just say, that's $650, whatever, give or take, whatever it is, a game. I mean, that's expensive.
Just for tickets.
That's just tickets. And that includes parking, because if you're a club seat holder. But then if you want to buy food and drink, I mean, it's expensive. Now, I enjoy it. And but I think that's why you see more and more open seats, is because the cost of a ticket. And all sporting events. This is not just the NFL. And listen, Jacksonville has the best value of anywhere in the NFL.
Well, I think that's the point that I'm trying to get to.
You have to create a lot. And that's what. And I take my hat off to Shad and Mark and the team. That's what they're doing. They understand it, and they want to create value for the fans to be here.
Did you not see empty seats around the league this year and think to yourself, at least, whether you said it, you know, publicly or not, look at the empty seats here. Why is it that they don't ever point this out?
Because they're not the smallest market in the NFL.
No. I mean, I've been around. I understand that. But, I mean, just internally, you're having this conversation. Then you see 18,000 seats at the Super Bowl available, at the Super Bowl in the biggest market. I know it's going to be cold, and they're not New York teams or even teams New York likes to hate. But if that isn't setting the market for you and telling you where you need to get better, nothing is.
Well, you had a great value. Now, listen, this is a I wouldn't use this. I wouldn't freak out about this Super Bowl because I think it is different. You haven't seen this in the past. I mean, when it's warm weather and it's a nice, you know, atmosphere and event. I mean, I think the weather has scared. Even if the weather's okay, I think it scared people from going. And so I throw this.
Well, Super and New Bowl York out. Does too, because New York is exponentially more expensive than anywhere else.
So I throw this Super Bowl out. But overall, I think what NFL teams are figuring out, and they're starting to. And again, Shad and Mark have done this. You have to create value. You have to – fantasy football's big. You have to figure out the broadband. You have to – the stats. You have to figure out –
replay. You got to give them everything.
You got to figure out how can we create an atmosphere here at the stadium
– give them the red zone.
That is different than they can experience at home. The same stuff at home, but it's different, whether it's the scoreboard. I can see a day coming where you can – if you have a – you're in the stadium and you have a ticket, you can get – listen to the coach player headset on a 6-second delay.
Like NASCAR.
Yeah, like NASCAR. And because, so listen.
I brought that up years ago.
Did it in NFL Europe, remember?
Well, no, I was talking about doing like NASCAR. I'd brought up.
Like you buy.
Like NASCAR, you get a
headset. So you can listen to Jed Fish. What is he saying? It won't mean anything to you, but the average. But, I mean.
Would people pay for it? Yes.
Yes. Or even you just give it to your. If you're a season ticket holder, you get it for free. And if you're not, then you have to pay for it. Whatever. I mean, there's a million ways you could do it. And all you do is a 5-second delay, so there's no competitive advantage to the opponent. I mean, there's a lot of different things you can do, and I think that's what Roger Goodell and the owners are looking at and trying to do.
I wonder what it would cost. Let's say the three of us, we decide, okay, we're going to go to the Super Bowl. We're going to leave tomorrow. What our total bill would be.
Well, much cheaper now with 18,000 tickets.
No.
The tickets would be
but
less.
But cost of tickets,
right.
Transportation, food. And hotel rooms in New York are unbelievable.
Well, and you know they're getting a premium for it here. I remember when I went out to the Super Bowl in Phoenix.
How many thousands of dollars do you think that'd be for the three of us to go tomorrow, watch the game?
You got to get a 4-night minimum back on a hotel room.
Well, I'm going to go to the hotel room right now in New York and find out for us.
All right. You know what? Let's do it. Over the break, we'll figure it out because we've got news here at the bottom of the hour. Baselli Travel Agency is open for business. We'll figure it out and be back. More to come. Jaguars Thursday with Jeff Longman and Tony Baselli here on News Talk WOKV, now on 104.5 FM and on AM 690.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday, presented by Kangaroo Express, continues right now.
All right, go along in the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion. See your Southern Ford dealer today. They're a proud partner of the Jaguars. Ford, go further. We may take a Ford Fusion, although we don't have to.
It's cheaper to fly.
Let's set this up. Before we went to the news at the bottom of the hour, Tony decided that he was going to put a trip together for three of us to go to the Super Bowl. And the whole conversation is predicated upon the fact that on Tuesday, CBS 2 in Chicago, in New York, said there were 18,000 empty seats for the stadium. So, Tony, we're figuring this is going to be expensive. Tony gets after it. He figures
room
transportation, ticket, food.
Airline flight.
Airline, room. Food, Super Bowl ticket.
Food and Super Bowl ticket. But now we're not getting crazy on the food like we normally would.
Well, what do we
say? $200 a day per person.
Did we figure 200 a
day? Yeah, per person.
That's not crazy.
That's pretty strong.
Because you can go to the deli and get a bagel in the morning. You're good.
Yeah, okay. I mean, so now you have 400 for dinner. Now you have 400 for dinner. Or I have 390.
Stay away from the pizza.
So with food, I mean, spend a good amount for food, hotel, a night, four-star hotel.
In Manhattan,
two rooms. We're not all sharing a room, right. So we got two rooms. Jeff and Brian will share a room all of my own. Super Bowl tickets that we can buy today online,
which are about
$1,400. The whole package we could leave tomorrow morning from Jacksonville costs $2,900 per man.
That is
for everything. Everything you can imagine. Now, here's the thing.
I would have thought it would have been twice.
If we roll the dice and wait till we get up there to buy tickets and give it a couple more days, I bet you we can do it for $2,500. But if we just bought it today, said we're going,
we'll call the legal office and we could probably cut a deal on some tickets.
$2,900 in past Super Bowls, you couldn't even get a ticket for $2,900.
No, I mean, when the guy used to roll in with a briefcase full of cash,
right.
It was $2,000 a ticket.
Well, this is what I understand. I can't go to New York for 3 days with my wife with no Super Bowl and make it that cheap.
So this is all being driven by a lack of demand.
I'm shocked.
How about how cheap the hotels were?
We found
four-star hotels for $200.
Yeah, Joe went to a package on Expedia.
Turn your microphone
on,
Joe. Jump in here.
The package was the same price.
These are all four-star hotels in Manhattan, leaving tomorrow, coming back Monday, per person, anywhere from $664 to $721.
That's flight room.
Why is it like that when I'm... I mean,
that's good.
When I take my wife up there...
I'm more surprised that you're actually getting on an airplane tomorrow.
That's
like
the
this is like 2 weeks
thing.
Out, three
no,
weeks
this
out.
This is tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow. Get on a plane tomorrow and you can go. And where do you get tickets online? You were looking at...
Well, it's Ticket Exchange, which is the official
NFL site.
And
so if anyone's listening, they can hire me as a travel agent. I'll book this...
What's your percentage?
For $3,000, I'll get you to New York.
Right. You can get tickets from StubHub now, which is a competitor. They're $1,400 too. So now these earlier in the week, and I think last week, were thought to be, you know, like $2,400. They're dropping.
They're going to drop more.
Yeah, you can probably get in that deal. You can probably get in that deal for $2,500.
If you ever wanted to do it, and you just said, you know what, the price is too much, go.
This is the time to do
it. I mean, why not?
I can't believe how cheap it is. And listen, $2,500 is a lot of money. I'm not.
Yeah.
We're not discounting, but to go to the Super
relative
Bowl,
to what other years have been,
everything else is nuts.
If you're a Seahawks fan or a Broncos fan, and you're not,
it's probably a little more to fly from Seattle to New York.
Well, no doubt, and it's probably a little more to fly from,
but not
Denver.
A lot.
But what if you're willing to stay at a Quality Inn in Hoboken
or Teaneck?
Yeah, I mean, you could drop your cost over there too. You could still probably do it for less than $3,000 a person.
And if you do that, at your own risk.
Right, exactly. Do they have concealed weapons permits available in New Jersey?
Hoboken?
Okay, well, maybe not Hoboken, but you may want to find a nice little suburb.
The one thing, though, we haven't factored in, and I don't know how much it would be, but the cost of transportation once you get there Because like I was saying, there's not like public transportation. That what do you got, Joe?
Same thing. Leaving tomorrow, $1,000 a person, staying at the Waldorf.
From where?
Seattle, right?
Oh, you're talking about New York.
You got me.
From here. Wait. Leaving from here.
From here.
We stay at the Waldorf?
And you stay at the Waldorf.
Book it.
$1,000 a person. $1,004.
I'll just go with my wife and then go to the game.
How many nights is that?
It's leaving tomorrow, coming back Monday.
No way.
And it includes a ticket?
There it is.
No, it doesn't include a ticket.
And the Waldorf Astoria is considered the
airfare.
It's nice.
Oh, it's awesome.
Hotel.
I've been. It's nice.
Yeah, I've stayed there before. It is nice.
I've never stayed there.
It is an amazing place.
I'm a Motel 8 kind of guy.
Oh, baloney. You can be Waldorf real easy, pal, when you see the steakhouse that's across the street.
Which one is across the street?
Oh, now you asked me that. I just remember staying there. We ate at the steakhouse.
Because I'm not going to New York and going to any steakhouse. If I'm going to New York, I know exactly which steakhouse
I'm going
to.
Well, then you got to go to Brooklyn,
I'm going
right?
to Peter Luger's.
But the bottom line, the moral of the story is... $65
steak for two. That's me, brother.
There's not two. It's for you.
It's for me.
The moral of the story is...
You want to go?
It's cheap right now.
It is cheap. And you think it's a one-year wonder?
Yeah, I do.
And I think it's going to be a fantastic game. I mean, I really do. I think this is going to be one of the best Super Bowls that we've seen in a while.
Well, then let's do this. Let's take our break.
It's a great matchup.
And when we come back, we'll have 15 minutes or so where we can really get into the game itself. This is our Super Bowl edition of Jaguars Thursday from the HenneneaAutos.com studio at Everbank Field in Jacksonville. You're listening to Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HenneneaAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday, presented by Kangaroo Express, continues right now.
Kind of solid shock still on how affordable this year's Super Bowl is for someone from Jacksonville, Florida. Joe, again, what was it that you came up with? Did we tell people?
My plan's better. Joe is not. Call me for a small fee. I can get you
25%.
Listen, I'll make a deal. For $3,200.
I just went up. It was $3,000 at the last break.
I need to make a little more money.
Oh, yeah.
Because
now you're going to go.
If you give me $3,200, I'll get you a room, a ticket, and a flight to New York.
For $3,000,
but you know,
you could go on Expedia and then that StubHub thing or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And get your tickets, your room, and your flight.
Hey.
But you notice what he just said.
You're messing my mojo up.
Yeah, well, but his mojo just changed because our number, which was, $2,500, factored in $200 a day for food. You threw that out. It's all profit for you now, pal.
But I mean, really,
I caught you.
You would stay.
Oh, we
before we get to the game, Waldorf Astoria, three nights, two airfares,
and then
two people, obviously, and then buying your own tickets online for $1,400.
People are gonna get them for less.
And then $1,100. I mean, you could for $3,000, not counting food and travel expenses,
for $3,900, under $2,000 a person. You could take you and your wife, stay at the Waldorf, and go to the game. Now you have to buy food up there. I mean, so you're looking at, that's...
Wonder what the hot dogs cost.
I'll walk.
That's what I was saying, the transportation, trying to get to the game. I don't know how you would do it, but I mean...
I
guarantee
you
there's shuttles.
You want to know what the most expensive ticket on StubHub is?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about the game.
Lower Club, 113.
Which will be between the 30s.
It looks like it's between the 45 and the 45. $6,057. There are 63 listed available for sale.
I wouldn't buy that.
I wouldn't want anything.
I love football, but I wouldn't spend $6,300.
We've been to that stadium. I mean, that's a nice stadium. There's not a bad seat in the house. Now, I would not want to be on the top of the upper deck.
That's where the $1,400 tickets are right now.
Don't say that. I got people calling me right now.
Yeah, right. You're giving entrepreneurs a dangerous name there, Buscelli. Okay.
Let's talk about the game.
All right. So it would seem that in this era where the game is geared towards offense and you've got Peyton Manning coming off of a record year with all the weapons, Julius Thomas, Demaryius Thomas, Eric Decker, Wes Welker, NoSean Marino, Monte Ball, that this would be a Broncos Super Bowl. What do you think?
I think the Broncos are going to win. I'm rooting for the Seahawks. But the way Peyton has played the last 2 weeks, I just don't see how the Seattle Seahawks – and look, I know they're really good on defense. But, sometimes, Super Bowls have a theme, and it's not intended. But, Peyton has been bashed for his postseason career ever since he's been a quarterback. If he wins this one in New York, it would cement his status as one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and nobody would ever mention anything about, well, when he got to the playoffs, he wasn't any good. He's been fantastic so far. And I think that this is going to be his year. I think this is going to be his moment. He's going to do it in the biggest market. It's going to make, I don't want to say him immortal, but I mean, it's going to make his legacy just so big that this is the year that he can do that. Bad weather, cold weather, great defense. I mean, everything is set up for him.
I think Seattle's going to win. How many points did Denver score against San Diego? Do you remember?
23.
Mid-20s.
Yeah, 23, 24, yeah. Something like
how
that.
How many against New England? High 20s.
Yeah, high 20s.
Seattle's defense is exponentially better than both of those teams.
Yeah, but their offense is not. Hold on. Marshawn Lynch is good.
They run the ball better than either of those teams.
No doubt.
They are more physical than either of those teams. And their defense is exponentially better. This is going to be a ball game, I think, 21-17, you know, 17-4. I mean, I see Denver struggling and Peyton struggling to move the ball because I think Seattle's defense can be very physical. I think it'll go a long way determining how the officials call the game outside with the corners.
They're not going to call it tight.
If they call, I don't either. I don't think they'll call it tight. I think Richard Sherman, Thurmond, Cam Chancellor, Bobby. I mean, I think those you know, Earl Thomas. I think they'll get very, very physical with the receivers, knock off the timing just enough to allow the rush to get close and affect Peyton. I'm not saying they're going to sack him up, but they're going to affect him. It's one of the best pass rushers in football. They're the best secondary in all of football. I think they'll be able to stop the run with seven in the box. I just think Seattle is the better team overall. And I think it's going to be a fabulous game, but I like Seattle in it.
And see, I hope you're right. But the way Denver's defense kind of reminds me a little bit of what Indianapolis was able to do. Remember when
– get hot when they needed to?
Yeah, I mean, they've been hot the last 2 weeks.
Fair enough, they have been.
And Russell Wilson, he's not even close to playing
the
way that we saw him.
You know what his quarterback rating was in the championship game?
What?
104.
He didn't have to do anything, though.
He did. He had to make a handful of big plays. If you remember that game, they were shutting down Marshawn Lynch. They couldn't run the ball. And when the game was in doubt, when they were down, he had to make some big plays, and he made that huge play down the middle of the field, two big throws, and then he made some plays with his legs to win that ball game for them. He was very efficient. He made great decisions. His rating was off the charts, and he did it when San Francisco, especially early in that game, for the majority of it, had shut down Marshawn Lynch. They couldn't run it very effectively.
His accuracy, though.
Oh, it was much better, Jeff. And I would agree with you the week before.
Yeah,
but
you go back and you look at the last, I mean, with the exception of the championship game,
that's
8 weeks prior to that.
Well, I don't know about 8 weeks, but a handful of weeks.
I
can't disagree with you, but you look at him in the championship game, he played great. He was the week before the championship game in the division round, he was missing slants. He was high. He was behind. He was on target. I think he'll be fine. I think they'll be able to run the ball with Marshawn Lynch much better than they did, obviously, against San Francisco.
Yeah, but Denver's got Pot Roast and Mincy.
I mean, like I said, I think they'll be able to run the ball much more effective than they did against San Francisco.
That's what we needed, a camera, just so people could see the deadpan face you just threw up.
I just think Seattle's the better all-around team. Yes,
I agree with you.
Peyton Manning's the better quarterback.
But sometimes storylines are meant to be
right. No, you're right. Listen, it might just be Peyton's year. And if it is, then there's nothing you can do about it. But I like Seattle in the game. And I'll be honest with you, I'm rooting for Seattle too.
Would there not be a better ending to this year for Peyton Manning, though, and to make his legacy what it is, than for him to do what he's done this year, which is record pace, and then play as well as he has in the playoffs so far, and then to go to a cold weather climate and play his best game yet? I mean, and I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying is that sometimes storylines are meant to be written, and I just got this feeling that this one's going to be written in Peyton's behalf.
And by the way, I'll be very happy because I like Peyton Manning a lot. I'm a Peyton
I like him too, but I like Pete Carroll a whole lot more.
No, I do too. But I'm saying, so I'll be happy if Peyton, I mean, if Peyton wins, I'll be happy for him. I want Seattle to win. I'm rooting for Seattle.
Why?
Pete Carroll played coach at SC. I'm very appreciative of what he did when he was there with the program. He was an outstanding coach. That's part of it. And the other part of it is Everyone in my family is Bronco fans, and I'm so tired of my dad calling me and rubbing it in my face about how great Peyton Manning is and how great the Broncos are and talking bad about the Jaguars. So I hope that Seattle hangs about 50 on them, and I will call the second that game is over and rub it in his face.
So you're saying that your blood is not thicker than water?
No. And rub it in his face and in my brother's face.
That is so wrong.
I'm just calling how it is. Sorry.
So wrong.
Okay.
Listen. I don't like them at all. I love my dad, but when it comes to football and the Broncos, I just hope they lose.
There's a line.
I hope it's just painful for him.
I watched a lot.
Hope he doesn't sleep and he's just miserable. And
watched a lot of the media all week long, and
he gave you so much.
I will say that
I love him.
Coaches and players have handled themselves perfectly. I mean, on both sides, John Fox, Pete.
There's
Pete
no
Carroll.
Stories coming out of this week.
Well, I mean, but they've been good, and you know.
That's what I'm saying. There's no nothing to talk about.
But you know. I like it. I mean, because I don't want to see something, and hopefully nobody gets arrested with there with a prostitute, you know, on a Friday night or a Saturday night, like's happened before in
Let's
the Super
hope
Bowl,
not. Or disappears.
But you know, I mean, make the focus the game, and so far the game has been the focus, you know, because that's what it should be about. And great champions and great players. I mean, to me, they always compliment the opponent and the competition, and so far both sides have done that, and to me, it's been very classy, the way it should be. Now, will Richard Sherman give him anything? I think media is pretty much done. You know, I think
today was the last day.
They might have a couple private interviews, but I think the media days are done.
The only thing Richard said that was, it wasn't in the beginning. He said how great Peyton Manning was, but he says he throws a lot of ducks.
Well, he said that way back. That way back when he was Bill Peter King's money more quarterback.
But Peyton Manning goes, I do throw a lot of ducks.
He does.
I throw a lot of ducks for a lot of yards and a lot of touchdowns.
And he does that.
And now, when next week when we come back, we really turn our attention full bore into the draft and free agency.
Well, we'll review the game. We'll break down
look
the game.
At the game. You know, that's one game.
I mean, we're not going to look at the game next week?
In the playoffs?
I'll be done with it.
Well, you might want to be done with a lot of things like food.
In the playoffs, I watch all
after
the games.
After the weigh-in today.
For the Super Bowl, I will watch that on film again.
The question is this, though, Jeff.
Because, I mean, to me, the greatest thing that I just can't wait to see is how will Seattle play Peyton Manning?
No, I'll probably like to watch it on tape too, but I'll watch it on tape because I want to watch it again for the second time. Jeff will be watching on tape because he'll fall asleep during the first game,
no
so
way.
He'll have to watch it
no
again.
No way. I'm going to have another cup of coffee.
Well,
I will not fall asleep for the Super Bowl. That's impossible because the commercials are good.
How much are you going to eat on Super Bowl Sunday, big boy? I mean, you
want
to?
Whatever I want.
Okay. You notice I put my number up next to yours.
Oh, my number is not going to get
so
hit.
So my question is, you know, are you going to hit your number?
Well, just for everyone's
No, needs to know.
No, yeah, they do.
No,
for
no
everyone's
recollection.
Turn
his mic off. No one needs
just
to know.
Just for everyone's recollection, and on Halloween night, 10/31/13, I weighed 310 pounds, and I said by March 1st of 2014, I'd weigh 280 pounds.
Yeah, you're trending the wrong way.
I've gone up 5 pounds.
The holidays are in there. Here's the real question.
No, I weighed 310 naked, JP. Just be quiet over there.
We're naked.
Dude, you don't need to say that. Well, the thought of that is making me
naked.
Sick.
Don't you guys,
radio is theater of the mind,
don't
man.
You
don't pollute it.
Don't you weigh in naked?
We didn't today.
No, well, because we're all, I mean, we're if we're all.
Tony wanted to, by the way.
I would have gone naked, but no one else wanted to.
That's the point that I walked off and I went and found.
And Brian, who is Mr. Healthcare and healthy.
Oh, I try.
Tries, who, you know, was telling us that he weighed 226 pounds.
I weighed a
body by B.
Yeah, that's it. That's right. Exactly. I put a little bit on.
I got
a new challenge, though, baby.
He's at 237, and he sat there and couldn't believe it because he said his scale at home told me weighed 226. I need your scale. Can I bring your scale with me?
I'll bring it in.
And now so he is setting his
goal. Where do you get a scale at, by the way? Most scales stop at 300.
I got a digital one that goes up. I don't know where my wife found it.
My goal on 217 is to drop 20 in the next 5 weeks.
So I
can do it, too.
I don't care. I'm not going to hit 280. I'm just saying that now. I want to put it out
on
the record.
Let's do it.
I'm not going to hit 280.
All right.
And Brian, I don't think you won't.
I will.
No.
I will.
No, on this scale,
on
not
scale.
Your scale, not
no,
the
this
tricked
scale.
Out scale.
Yeah, right. And I'm challenging you on Sunday when you're pigging out to remember that I won't be.
Then you're not going to enjoy the Super Bowl.
Oh,
that's
I'll
your own problem.
No, I'll have a lot of
fun. You guys both need to lose some weight. Let me just say that.
And logic gets the last word. Good night, everybody.
Who cares?